The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Right, we're continuing our focus on operations management, and today we're going to look at the operations system. Now, the operations system is the core part of the organization that is producing the good or service by transforming the inputs into the outputs. And there are three elements of the operations system. There are the inputs. The inputs are the resources that are used to produce the goods or services. These include the human resources, the employees, management, customer input. It includes the facilities, the buildings, the machinery, the technology, the equipment that is needed within the organization. It also includes the materials, the raw materials, the ingredients, if you like, the components, the parts of the product that will be produced at the end. Other inputs include finance. We need the money. It includes time as an input, and also it requires information, okay, information to be able to provide the good or the service effectively. The next element in the operation system is the processes or transformation element, and this is where the goods from the input section are transformed or converted into the valuable output at the finished end. So these are the activities or the functions that transform these inputs into outputs, and include cutting and creating, analyzing, measuring, advising, transporting, filing, into the output. And the output is the product or the service, the good or the service that has resulted from the operations system, from the inputs and the processes. It's the finished good or service, product or service that the organization offers to its customers. So it could be a book, it could be accounting advice, it could be a haircut, it could be education. The output is the thing that the organization really exists for. So the goods, we're talking here about physical items that have been produced to give the more value than the raw material originally had. The services is facilitating a change in the consumer's or the customer's physical possessions, or a change in their knowledge or understanding, well-being, etc. So it's important to identify that the operation system will be slightly different in relation to goods and services. Goods and produce a tangible product, one that can be touched and felt and seen. Services, on the other hand, are producing an intangible product, one that can't be touched, can't be seen, but it is being undertaken. Goods are permanent. Services aren't permanent. They don't last forever. They only exist for the time of the operation system being undertaken to provide that service. So the goods can be, because they're permanent, they can be stored, taken away, used at a different point in time. Consumption can take place well and truly after production. Whereas under the services, they can't be stored. They can't be taken away. It can't be consumed at a later time. It is consumed during the production process. Now, the client has to be part of the services operation system. Whereas under the goods, they just come and get the product at the end. They might be involved a little bit in the input if they need customization or something unique, but really they just appear at the end and get the good and take it away with them. The goods and the services, it's important to know the difference, and it's very common for questions in SACs and exams to get you to identify the differences. So needs to ensure that you do understand the differences. Goods are generally more complex, there's generally more processes involved, generally more inputs, whereas services, there are usually fewer activities involved, fewer processes involved to achieve the output, due to the fact of the different natures of the two there. So when we're going through the operations system, it's important that an organization are meeting their goals and objectives, producing quality product, producing things that are efficient, effective, and productive within the organization. So how do we know whether an organization system is working effectively? It doesn't matter if they produce a good or a service. It doesn't matter what the operations of the organization is. It's important that they are working effectively, and the best measure that we have to look and see if an organization is being effective and efficient in their operations management system is through the measurement of productivity. Now, productivity is the amount of output for the given quantity of inputs. It measures how well an organization uses its inputs. And in order to prove its productivity, the operations manager needs to lead the way and put in place plans to ensure that there is an efficient use of the inputs. That is, they want to get the most possible output for the least amount of input needed. Okay, so productivity is a measurement of the efficiency of an organization. Okay, and time could be the input that they measure it against, or it could be another measure depending on the organization. Of course, an organization should be benchmarking it against past performances, but also benchmarking it against industry averages to see whether their productivity is meeting the best practice of the leading organizations within there. To improve productivity, operations managers need to ensure that they put in place some strategies, and that's what we're going to focus on in future podcasts. They need to make sure they put in place strategies to use their inputs more efficiently, to produce more outputs from the same input. So we're going to continue this in a future podcast, looking at what strategies does an organization have to ensure that they are becoming more productive in what they do. Another area that we need to focus on in relation to an organization and whether an operations manager is being effective in what they do is that we need to have a look at the competitiveness of an organization. And we're going to have a look at that again in the future. But what we mean by competitiveness is an organization's ability to match or better its rivals in a given market. If our operations management is efficient, if it is effective, then our costs are going to be minimized, the quality of the product will increase, and our delivery times and accuracy should improve, making us a more competitive organization for achieving the goals within there. Other ways that we can see if an organization and assess whether an organization is being efficient and effective in its operations management function is using some other performance indicators, such as the level of wastage, the productivity growth, or the rate of productivity growth, I should say, results from the customer satisfaction survey, the number of workplace accidents are just some of the ways that an organization can be effective in and be assessed whether they are being effective in meeting the targets there. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.